We started the program telling you about this rather regrettable fellow who's in the upper house of the New South Wales Parliament. How, I don't know. The original story, which was published a few days ago and resulted in Stephen Conroy, the former Labor Federal Minister, teeing off against this bloke both on my program yesterday and on Sky News, was written by Lisa Vicenten. It said, a New South Wales Labor MP who once gave a speech declaring China needed a new world order to reach its potential has praised the Chinese president's unswerving leadership in handling the coronavirus. Shaquette Mosselman, a member of the New South Wales upper house, claimed that the Chinese leader had fought COVID-19 and contained it, describing the nation's response as emphatic and decisive. That was on March 30. I'll go back to February 25. The Golden Century Chinese restaurant, with an adoring audience of Chinese media, this is what Shaquette Mosselman had to say.
Coronavirus is a virus that affects everybody. H1N1 was in the United States. Other viruses emanated from other countries. Can I just say that the Chinese government should be commended for the immediate action that it took? I actually heard Xi Jinping speak about this and raise the specter that it is very serious and it had to be taken note of. And the work that, and you don't have to accept my words, just listen to what the World Health Organization had said. It clearly said that the government has done, took the appropriate action to ensure that this coronavirus does not spread worldwide. It has spread a little, but because it was contained so much in China, that meant that the rest of the world had not been affected as it would have if those measures were not taken.
Yes, they did such a wonderful job, it didn't spread worldwide, said this imbecile to pinch the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Worldwide, they confirmed 920,000 cases, 46,000 people dead. Now, I'll get to that death figure in a moment. USA, 207,000 cases, 4,600 dead. Australia, 4,800 cases, 21 dead. Italy, 110,000 cases, 13,155 dead. Spain, up the woods, 10,000 dead, 102,000 cases. Where it all started, and by the way, United Kingdom, 30,000 cases, another 500 deceased overnight, 2,300 closing in on 3,000. China, where it all started. They want us to believe they've got 81,000 cases and only 3,312 dead. I received an email this morning from a person that identified themselves as listening to me since way back in 1994 when you filled in for Lawsy. I'm listening to you on the app these days. I've been living and working in China for the past few years. I've lived through the coronavirus. Let me share you some facts about the real amount of deaths in Wuhan City. Last week, the crematoriums around Wuhan started to return the ashes of the deceased to their families as the lockdown in Wuhan started to loosen. The eight crematoriums announced they would be returning 500 urns each day for 12 days. That's around 48,000 urns. Since Wuhan had been in total lockdown for the past 2 months, we can assume those deaths occurred in the past 2 months. The average death in January and February in Wuhan, before COVID-19 set in, was about 12,000 each month. So that's an extra 24,000 deaths above the average over a two-month period. Official deaths for Wuhan is listed as only 2,553. Let's assume the death rate is 3%. That should confirm 800,000 cases, not the official 50,000 cases. Now, somewhere between that email and what China's telling us lies the truth. But I can almost guarantee with some sense of being right. There are far more than 82,000 cases of coronavirus in China, and there are far more than 3,312 deaths. I don't know whether it's 33,000, 48,000, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Mosselman. It's not 3,312. And the imbecilic utterings you offered on February 25 should be the reason today you offer your resignation.